having a great day, great night, great morning, whatever time you're listening to this. I really do appreciate it. And if you haven't yet subscribed or liked this channel or followed it, I kind of recommend you do. It's a little button on your Spotify tab, whatever. We like pressing buttons, so like, why not hit that button? I would greatly appreciate it. But enough of this jazz, man. Let's just get into the episode, man. Let's do it. Alright guys, today's episode is going to be about abundant mindset. Like how to get an abundant mindset, why you deserve an abundant life, and yada yada yada. I'm just going to go into detail on everything that I got from this book called The Abundance Mindset by Joel Osteen. I highly recommend it. Like literally I read it like 10 times and I'm going to read it probably like 3 more times just because it's that good. Like it just helps me like reflect on life and gives me more information and more like perspectives on how to like view life and you and like actually utilize the information that's within the book. So I'll leave that in like the link or post it on my Instagram, Snapchat, whatever. It is golden. It's so good. But enough of that. I want to tell y'all some reasons why you should believe that you can have an abundant life. Like if you're just stuck in a slump and you just feel like things are never going to get better, you're never going to have enough money or like friends that just like give a crap about you or anything like that, like I'm going to tell you some reasons why you deserve an abundant life. Like it's so simple. Okay, reason number one is that you should believe that you're able to have an abundant life that you deserve because you are the child of God. Like, he's the source of life. He created everything, so he wants his children to have everything. Like, he created the mountains and everything that is beautiful in this world, and he looked at the earth, the world, and you know, like, he was like, you know what? I'm gonna put a Sarah in this world. I'm gonna put, you know, like he decided to put you. He decided to create you after creating all these mountains, like waterfalls, you know, the forest, the desert, like everything that's like beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So you just have to accept that. You know, like once you accept that, it's like, you know what? Like I really do have a purpose here. Like he created me. You know what I'm saying? It gives you a new sense of like purpose in your life. And like since he created you and felt like this world needed you, like why would he be stingy with his possessions and not want you to have what it is? Like he has. You know what I'm saying? He has everything. He created everything. So why wouldn't he want his children to have what he has? You know, it would be kind of messed up if, you know, he was the type of God to just be like, no, like all these possessions are mine. Like, you know, like I'm not going to bless you or anything like that. Like even like say like you're in like a bad situation, like you're living in poverty, you're on food stamps, whatever. Your car is broken down and you need a new car. He's not going to be like, all right, like, I'll let you just chill right there. Like, you know, that's fine. Like, that's cool. Like, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm just going to sit up here and chill. Like, no, he's not that type of God. Like, he is an overflow God. Like, I'm not trying to be like a pastor or preacher here. Like, it's just like this book has impacted my life so much. And I want to share this information with y'all so that y'all can better y'all's lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, a little bit of information, I mean, like, it won't hurt. You know what I'm saying? It won't hurt. All I can do is help. And that's what I want to do. Also, you have to realize, if you're in a bad position in life, like I said, you have to realize that your destination or your location right now, it's not permanent. It's only temporary. Like, you're in this season of, like, trial, and, like, you're down bad for, like, a little bit. Like, you have to realize that it's not permanent. You know what I'm saying? Like, pain is not permanent. Like, it's something that you have to go through. And you have to go through it and believe and hope and know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? Like there is something better after all this like pain. And also you can't let that situation like define your life. Like that situation does not define you. Like if you're driving like a beat up old car, like nothing bad about that. If you're just looking like not like presentable, that doesn't define who you are. Like, what defines you is how you treat people, how you carry yourself, like, how you talk, how you treat people, and, like, just everything like that. Like, that is what defines you, not your house. Cancel out that thought that your location and your situation defines you. Eliminate that permanently. Another way to, like, shift into this mindset is just to get close to God. Like, why not get close to the source of life, the source that created everything? Like, why not have a really good relationship with God? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy how some people are like, I don't believe in God, or I don't believe in, like, anything. It's just crazy to me. I'm like, bro, like, there's just no way. Like, how are we here? Like, we're just here just to, like, chill and get a job and die. You go to school, get a job and die. And, like, no, like, we are here because some higher, like, spiritual being, like, put us here for a reason. He put us here for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I recommend you get close to the source of life. Get close to God. I don't know. It's just awesome. It's awesome. Like, from my personal experience, I drifted away from him, and, like, I wasn't seeing nothing. Like, I woke up and thought that I could handle all my situations, all my problems by myself. But no, like, I got close to God, and all my problems, I want to say they all went away, but, like, I handled them in a better way. And some of them did, like, completely, like, erase from my life. You know, they were gone. And that's all because of God. Like, God provided me with things, and provided my family with things, and those problems, you know, eventually went away. So yeah, there's another reason to you know, join Team God over here. And I know Team Jacob and Team Edward, right? Is his name Edward? I don't even know the whole Twilight series, but yeah, like, just join the team, bro. Join it. Since we are God's children, we represent him. Kind of how, like, you represent your mom and dad, you know, by the way, like, you dress, whatever, like, your aunt and everything like that, or you're, like, your other family members are going to, like, look at your mom and dad if you're dressed all, like, raggedy and bummy looking, and be like, you let your son dress like that? Or, like, you know, they probably won't say it, but they're going to, like, think that, like, oh, like, Susan and Tim don't really give a crap what their son looks like, it's making them look bad, whatever. We represent him. And it says, in the book, it says, so if we are settling with just rice and beans for dinner, or settling to live into projects, or settling for average friendships, it makes God look bad. And he does not enjoy seeing us like that, because if we just go to him and get on his path, then he will bless us with the right things that we need in life, that, you know, the things that are going to make him look good and make us look good. Like, when we're doing good, you know, like, mentally, physically, in our careers, whatever, like, it makes him look good. Like, we are giving him a reason to, like, bless us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're giving him that right to keep blessing us. And, like, he wants to see us prosper with good friendships, enough money to not just get by, you know, enough money to like, pay the bills and go buy, like, a crap ton of groceries, go buy, you know, a lot of clothes, and even have some money left over for, like, a vacation or, like, a little getaway, you know, a little weekend trip. He wants that for you. He's not going to be like, if you need, like, your rent's, like, 500, he's not going to be like, all right, I'm going to provide you with, like, $505. Like, no, he's not going to be like, all right, this is just enough to get by. Like, here it is. Like, even though I have everything, like, here it is. Like, no, he's going to provide you with, like, quadruple that, okay? Like, he's going to make sure you are well taken care of, because you know what? You are his child, like I said again. And also, you have to realize that he is an overflow God. Like, he's not just the God that will just give you what you need to get by or whatever. Like I said earlier, you have to understand, like, once you understand that and accept that God is, like, unlimited, like, limitless, then your whole life can shift within a month if you just keep thinking in this mindset. Like, don't think in thoughts of lack or, like, poverty or, like, oh, I can't afford that, or I will never be able to study abroad because, you know, I just don't got the funds. Like, if you're thinking in that, then God's like, okay, like, you're thinking like that, then that's how it's going to be. If you were to shift your mindset into already claiming that, you're like, oh, like, I'm going to go study abroad in Spain, and you're claiming that, and you're releasing that faith out in the world and, like, asking God for it and believing it, he's going to provide. Like, somehow he's going to provide, and you're like, you don't know. Like, don't worry about the how you're going to do it, just know that it's going to happen. Like, have that mindset, have that dog type of mentality that you know is going to happen. Like, no buts or ifs or ors, whatever. Like, it is going to happen sometime. Might not be on your time, but it's on his time. You know what I'm saying? Also, if you think thoughts of lack and like you're putting yourself down with negative thoughts, like, oh, I'm never going to do this, never going to do that, no, I don't have enough money for that. Like, you reap what you sow. So whatever you plant is going to grow. So if you think negative thoughts about your life, then that is what is going to come into your life. Like, literally switch your thinking into more positive affirmations, like say these positive affirmations, such as, like, I am prosperous. I am confident and feeling great today. I am mentally and physically healthy. I attract nothing but good things and situations in my life. Like, start saying some positive affirmations. Like, look some up on Google, like some apps. There are some apps that are like positive affirmations. Get that. And literally, like, read and train your mind to accept these things. Like, that's all you have to do. It's easier said than done. That's just how simple it is to, like, rewire your brain and shift your life into a more positive, you know, perspective, like just a more positive life. It's just by allowing and accepting these thoughts into your mind. So cancel out all the negative thoughts, all the self-talk, negative self-talk. Cancel all that BS out, bro. Cancel all that out, because it's not doing nothing for you. You're not helping yourself at all. Like, you're not being your number one fan at all. And that's how it is most of the time. Like, most of the time, like, other people don't put us down. It's us. Like, it's us against us every day. And, like, more about your subconscious. If you don't know what that is, how can I explain this? Your subconscious is the program that's running in your brain. It's what you learned the first 7 years of your life. And you're on that program. And also, it's just habits that you picked up along the way. So, in order to shift your life, like I said, say positive affirmations over and over and over, and your life will shift. You have to literally rewire your brain with these thoughts. And a way to train your brain is by establishing new habits. So if you are known for being a negative person, chances are you have a lot of negative thoughts running in your subconscious. So you have to take those bad wires out of your brain, install some positive ones, and let those run into your program. There is a saying that nothing can destroy iron, but its own rust can. And basically, this is saying that no one or outside force can destroy your mind, like only you can. Like, you are your biggest enemy, your biggest threat, your mind is. And I truly believe in that, because, like, me, with personal experience, like, I put myself down most of the time. Like, it's not someone coming up to me and telling me that to my face. Like, it's me against me, bro. And once I fully understood that, I was like, all right, I got to gain control over my mind, because it's me that is the enemy. And most people don't do that. Most people would be like, point the finger at someone and like, oh, you're the reason why I'm like, you know, not confident, or like why I'm scared to, you know, do these things. You're the reason why I'm scared to like go after my goals. Like, no, it is you. I'm telling you right now, it is you. Most of the time, we are the problem, and it's our mind. It's because our habits that we picked up along the way, the people that we hung out along the way, we picked up those habits, yada, yada, yada. And bam, here we are running our subconscious program, either good or bad. Like, that is who we are. Like, you have to gain control over your mind. And that is the hardest thing to do. Like, I feel like that's the hardest thing to do. Because once you gain control over your mind, like full control, you can literally create anything in your life. And that's the crazy thing about it. Like, your mind is so powerful that it literally creates what you think about. You become what you think about. It says it in the Bible somehow, in like a different way, probably more like fancy way. And it also says it in like the Law of Attraction type books. Like, you become what you think about. It's crazy, huh? So step one, a little recap, into shifting your mind into the mind of abundance is to accept and realize that God, the source of life, will provide for you no matter what your situation is. All you have to do is ask God what you want, like the person you want to be, then believe that, and then export your faith into the world and your actions. Like, that's step one, pretty simple. Step two is to not think in thoughts of lack or put yourself down with negative phrases that aren't even true. Like, most of the thoughts that we say to ourselves, they're not even true. So you have to change that. Like, don't believe any negative thought that you tell yourself. I know it's easier said than done, but that is step two. Step three is to start saying more positive affirmations to yourself all the time. If that would just be like in your head, like out loud, or like under your breath, like literally just say it in any way you can. But when you do say it, you have to say it with some enthusiasm, with some like passion, like strong feeling behind it. Because if you do that, your brain will start to accept those affirmations quicker, and it will easily get ingrained into your brain, like, easier. It'll just be more simple. You know, it's kind of like when your mom gets onto you and she says something, like, kind of subtle, like she's arguing, but it's kind of subtle, and you keep, like, messing with her. So she starts to, like, raise her voice each time she's, like, every time she speaks, and it's, like, it gets louder and louder and louder, and then, like, when she starts yelling at you, like, actually put some, like, some emotion into it, like, some, like, angry emotion, some strong feelings behind it, you're, like, oh, okay, like, I'll shut up now. Like, that's literally how it is. When she starts saying these affirmations with, like, more passion and more enthusiasm, your brain would be like, okay, like, I need to listen to this. I need to accept this, because there's a lot of passion within these words that this young man or young woman is saying, so I gotta accept this. That's literally it. This is all I, like, oh, it's just so simple. It's so simple, but it's easier said than done, like I said. But that is all I have for you today. Thanks for joining and listening to the first episode of the All Around Mind podcast. I hope this information will begin to transform your life into a more positive life. Also, if this information opened up your eyes to, like, anything new that you haven't heard or anything like that, like, please leave some comments, questions, or whatever that stood out to you in, like, my DMs on Instagram. My handle is TheDrewMelendez, no caps, no space. I leave you with this mission. Make it your priority to do what makes you happy and make others happy along the way. Thank you for listening. I love you guys, and have a great day.